This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, we now bring you a discussion on significance of developmental projects in Telangana and Chhattisgarh. The participants are K.G. Suresh, political analyst, and Sonu Sood, anchor.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth more than 26,000 crore rupees in Jagdalpur, the divisional headquarters of Tribal Bastar Division in Chhattisgarh today. The Prime Minister also dedicated to the nation the NMDC's Greenfield Steel Plant established at Nagar Nar in Bastar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Telangana dedicated to the nation rail projects and also dedicated various developmental programs worth 8,000 crore rupees from Nizamabad in Telangana. To discuss the various crucial development initiatives taken by the government today, we have with us eminent expert Mr. K.G. Suresh. Warm welcome to you on Akashvani, sir.
Thank you.
So we'd like to know from you that these various projects which have been inaugurated by the Prime Minister in Chhattisgarh and in Telangana, and if we talk of Chhattisgarh in the Tribal Bastar Division, how do you see this development for the holistic overall development of our country?
It's a very critical issue. Development is a major task. You have seen that particularly these tribal districts in Chhattisgarh are often referred to as Naxal infested districts also. So you call them the Red Corridor also. There are a lot of people who are being misguided, and the main plank of these elements is that there is no development taking place. Whereas on the contrary, what has been happening is that these very elements have been blowing up schools, bridges, and other buildings, other projects related to the development of the local populace. One of the other issues is that of employment. So, for example, this NMDC project which is coming up is going to provide employment to over 50,000 people. Now, who are going to benefit? It is the population of this very district. This district is considered backward in terms of development. And once this major mega project comes, you see a lot of development that is happening in terms of infrastructure. Roads would be built, trains would be brought in, and of course a massive employment generation is going to happen. So similarly, other projects, infrastructure related projects, are very critical, very crucial for the development of the backward regions of the country. And we have often seen that in the last so many years, the Prime Minister had taken special interest in the backward regions of the country. He has very importantly stated at point that the western part of the country is comparatively developed compared to the eastern part of the country. Then again, his emphasis on northeast. The rise of these regions, whether it is in central India, like Chhattisgarh, whether it is in northeast, it's very important that we have a holistic development in the country where people are not forced to migrate en masse to other parts of the country because they don't have development. Development has to be a decentralized process. Development cannot be confined to few urban centers. So the entire focus of, say, today's, whether it is in Telangana or in Chhattisgarh, the focus of today's activities, if you see, is to decentralize development, to democratize development, to ensure that the fruits of development reach the common man. So I think that to that extent, these projects are of immense significance in terms of development.
In fact, the central government has been paying special attention to infrastructure development in the country, and the PM said that in the last 9 years, the expenditure on infrastructure development has been increased to rupees 10 lakh crore, which is 6 times more than before. So you feel that this is synergistic with the Prime Minister and the current government's dream of a developed India by 2047, which they say will be fulfilled only when every state, every district, and every village is developed.
Yes, you see, connectivity is a major issue. Infrastructure is a major issue. Why should industrialists come and invest if there is no development? If he or she doesn't have access to the resources, if employees cannot reach their place, if goods and services cannot be transported, if communication facilities are not there, why should somebody go? That is why you see a massive migration from the rural areas to the urban areas. You have development concentrated in few pockets of the country. That was the process earlier. But now there is a concerted effort to ensure that development is decentralized. The Prime Minister, in his first tenure itself, had spoken about Team India, of Inclusive India, ensuring that the states are not discriminated on the basis of the political dispensation where they are working. It is the country's overall interest that is going to be taken care of. Those areas where we don't have the expertise, where we don't have the know-how, the focus would be to transfer those technologies. So that is why you see that today, whether it is silicon chips, whether it is manufacturing of Boeing airlines, fighter pilots, and also other sectors of the defense, including helicopters and submarines and warships. The whole idea is that so much of money was being spent on imports, and the whole idea is that we only import what is very essential, what is not available, and we develop expertise in areas where we can develop our abilities, we can take it further. So that is why so much of emphasis has been given on Make in India also. So the entire focus is on the manufacturing sector. Earlier, India was considered a country which provided only services. After agriculture, the focus of our economy was on service, whereas now the entire focus is on manufacturing also. Of course, services continue to play a very important role. In fact, now even the informal sector, such as handlooms, handicrafts, cottage industries, MSMEs, they are all getting their due importance, and this cannot happen without focus on infrastructure. 8 lanes, 4 lanes coming up all over the country on boot basis. You see massive development taking up right up to the border, even in northeastern states where they were prohibited under the garb of defense of the country. So now defense, of course, is being taken care of, but environmental clearances used to be a big hurdle, and many people were denied. So we are looking at sustainable environmental practices. So all kinds of hurdles, bottlenecks, which were there in the path of development, they are sought to be removed, and these are welcome decisions.
So the Prime Minister also dedicated to the nation the NMDC's greenfield steel plant at Nagar Nar in Bastar. This integrated steel plant will produce high quality steel, and its ancillary and downstream industries will generate employment opportunities, which you just mentioned. About 50,000 youth will get employment, the PM said, through this project. So you feel that it's a very multi-pronged approach where you are establishing such plants in resource-rich areas where the resources need to be mined, they need to be used, utilized, and they help the local population, which needs uplifting.
Yeah, absolutely. As I said that earlier, we used to export our iron ore, though we have huge, massive mineral resources. We used to sell raw material to the West or to the developing countries, and they used to convert it into steel and then return us the product at a much, much valuable, expensive rate. Now, that is being reversed. So today, the whole focus is on manufacturing, not just on selling raw materials, which used to be our forte a couple of decades back. Now those things are being changed. So the entire focus is on ensuring that there is equitable development. Development is taken to the most underdeveloped areas. Employment generation is being encouraged. And a lot of ancillary units are also being supported, because it should lead to holistic development of the place. Other industries, small and medium industries should also, I mean, even in the defense sector, earlier you could never imagine small and medium sectors playing a critical role. But today you see a lot of, I know of my own, even in manufacturers in places like Noida, small and medium manufacturers, they are involved in some of the parts, making parts of defense equipment. So these are all being now, what used to be imported at heavy cost, are being manufactured. So we need to encourage our industrialists, our entrepreneurs. That is why you have Make in India, Startup India, Stand Up India, whole lot of startup initiatives are being encouraged. Even, you know, for the vendors, you have Mudra Yojana. The whole idea is that it's not just we are looking at employment, but also entrepreneurship in a major way.
The government's flagship program, Vocal for Local, and the fact that the PM has been stressing on the importance of production by masses. for that to become a reality, it is already a reality, but to become more and more successful, you feel this connectivity is very important through improving the rail network, through improving the road network, which we have seen today, action has been taken on that front also. That is equally crucial, the connectivity aspect?
Absolutely, absolutely. Whether it is road connectivity, whether it is telecom connectivity, power. Power is a very important fact. Now, almost we have 100% of our villages are electrified. This was unthinkable a few years back. Today, that has happened. Now, electrification in 21st century is very important. If you want industries and local units to survive and succeed, in many cities, blackouts and regular power cuts were routine, were the normal. But today, you have a situation where most of the cities don't have power cuts. You cannot imagine power cuts in many cities today. They are as good as any advanced country of the West because that encourages a lot of entrepreneurship. You have then digital connectivity is a very important aspect of this development. So how to connect, because we have seen during the corona also how online education has, and that has found a place even in the national education policy. So today students from far-flung areas and remote areas are getting connected to the online mode. Accessibility, affordability, availability, these three A's are very important. Telecom connectivity is important, and without roads nothing will. So whether it is the Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana of having very good roads in the villages or connecting cities. I mean, I am in Bhopal. I can reach today Nagpur in sharp 5 hours, which was unthinkable even few years back to reach the neighboring district in 5 hours. So today I can reach Nagpur in 5 hours. These are the kind of development, the kind of super highways that have been built, the high speed trains that are coming up, Vande Bharats in almost every state of the country. So the freight corridors that have come up for fast movement of goods. Otherwise, we are totally dependent on trucks and very badly maintained roads. So the freight corridors have come up in a big way. The from Hawaii Chappal to Hawaii Jahaz, the Udaan schemes, you know, which have encouraged a lot of flight connectivity, even in the remote areas. Small airports have been connected, you know, feeder aircrafts are being used. So I think that, you know, there is an overall focus on connectivity in a big way.
Absolutely, sir. And also we find you mentioned electricity. The Prime Minister also dedicated to the nation the first 800 megawatt unit of phase 1 of Telangana Super Thermal Power Project of NTPC at Ramagundam and laid the foundation stone for 50 bed critical care blocks under the Pradhan Mantri Ayushman Bharat Health Infrastructure Mission in 20 district headquarters. So you feel that the whole approach is very holistic, where every important aspect which affects a common man is being taken care of in the remote areas?
Absolutely. You see, we are pursuing non-conventional energy in a big way. India is leading the Solar Alliance, Global Solar Alliance, International Solar Alliance. We are building solar parks. We are developing wind power in a big way. But at the same time, where it is required, so where thermal power, the conventional power is also being used. The whole idea is that, you know, we should not get obsessed by one particular system. Wherever required, as per the requirement, the need of the hour, we have to ensure that, you know, development doesn't stop. You know, that is the whole idea. So this is it. And then look at, you see, and this cannot happen without, you know, a healthy, you know, profile of the people of this country. You cannot talk about only development of the roads, and you have to talk about the development of the, what about the human development indices? They are very important. So, you have the Prime Minister who also laid the foundation of a tribal central tribal university also. But alongside, he also laid the foundation of, these are fundamental issues of the hospital. This is also very important. Healthcare is very important. Ayushman Bharat has today enabled a large number of people, particularly from the poorer sections of the society, to get the best of treatment, which they could not afford to, which they could never think about. And today they are able to, the Ayushman card, thanks to the Ayushman card, they are able to do it. So I think that the focus is not just on industrialization. The focus is development, including human development indices, whether it is education by the setting up of the central tribal university, or it is the setting up of the hospital. The whole idea is holistic development, sabka saath, sabka vikas, and the development of an inclusive model of growth, which is not only about industries, but also about health, which is about critical issues like education. All these are part of that entire development model.
Thank you so much, sir, for giving us an insight into the various benefits these projects will have for the local people, how they will improve connectivity in the tribal areas and give impetus to economic development of these areas and help them to come into the mainstream.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on significance of developmental projects in Telangana and Chhattisgarh. The participants were K.G. Suresh, political analyst, and Sonu Sood, anchor. The program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289-094-044.